Exclusive: Tim Sheehy, Montanans Can Save the Country by Voting Out John Tester. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 16, 2023. Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, a Republican U.S. Senate candidate for Montana, spoke to Breitbart News about the importance of the upcoming Senate election and said Montanans have the power to save the country by voting out Democrat Senator John Tester. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle noted that Senate Republicans need to flip just two Senate seats to gain control of the upper chamber of Congress. "Listen. You're absolutely right," Sheehy told Boyle when he said that changing which party controls the Senate would lead to real results in people's lives on a daily basis immediately. Sheehy noted that Montana typically has little political clout, but the 2024 election will provide Montana with the most significant political clout this state will ever have. "I've been all over the state of Montana reminding Montanans that, listen, oftentimes, as a state, we don't have a whole lot of political power. We're part of a whole block of states that are commonly referred to as flyover country," Sheehy said. "And this is a state where there's not a lot of people. There's more cows than people, there's more bears than people. And we're not used to having a lot of political clout. Presidential elections or electoral votes don't mean a whole lot. Most of our states only have one, maybe two, congressional representatives. But listen, the Senate is this great equalizer. And this cycle for the people of Montana. This seat is probably the most significant political clout this state will ever have for exactly the reasons you've just said. If we do not retire John Tester, we do not retake the Senate. It's that simple," Sheehy told Boyle. He also called out Ohio and West Virginia as opportunities for Republicans to vote out Democrat senators. "And if you don't live in Montana, you should still care about this Senate race, because this will determine control of the Senate. This will determine whether the Supreme Court gets expanded. This will determine whether they add two more states, D.C. and Puerto Rico. This will determine whether we continue to appoint progressive, radical appointees throughout our executive branch of government," Sheehy declared. "So mathematically, it's a very, very important race for all Americans. And it's an opportunity for the people in Montana to really save the country," Sheehy added. Sheehy also criticized Tester for never fulfilling his 2006 campaign pledge to publish the list of lobbyists he meets with at the end of each day. "I'm not sure if there was ever an intent to follow through on this, or if it was simply an easy soundbite to get elected in 06, but bottom line is, as you said, it hasn't been carried through on. And we shouldn't be surprised by that. Because that's the Democrat Party in a nutshell right now. Rules for thee, but not for me. They want to rule everything out for American citizens. You can't carry a gun, put this mask on your face. Don't go to work, we're going to shut your business down. The government will tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. But oh, by the way, we're not going to follow those same rules. We're going to have our own set of rules, enforce all you dirty, unwashed masses to follow our set of rules that we put on you, but they don't apply to us," Sheehy said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.